I'm functioning, but barely. The bills are paid, the kids got fed, the work got done. By any visible measure, you held it together today. But you're sitting in your car in the parking lot, and you've been sitting there for 15 minutes, and you can't remember why you stopped. If you're functioning but barely, you're describing high-functioning depression, sometimes called persistent depressive disorder, or dysthymia. The outside looks fine. The inside is running on fumes. 5 to 3% of adults meet the clinical threshold for it in any given year, but the real number is much higher, because most people never come in. Treatment, therapy plus medication, or sometimes TMS therapy, can lift the floor without making you abandon the parts of your life that actually work. Barely is the diagnosis. The DSM-5 has a name for the gap between functioning and feeling. It's called persistent depressive disorder, or dysthymia. It's depression that has been with you for more than 2 years, often longer, but doesn't always look like crisis-level depression on the outside. 5 to 3% of adults each year, but a much larger share of people experience the same symptoms without ever getting evaluated.
The diagnosis hides because the patient keeps showing up. If you've been barely fine for over a year, that's the diagnosis. Not lazy, not weak, not dramatic. Diagnosed and treatable. Why functioning makes it worse? Here's the cruelty of the high-functioning version. The fact that you're getting through the day is the reason nobody notices, including you. You're not crying in front of your boss, you're not missing meetings, you're not in bed for a week. So when you look at the clinical descriptions of depression, you read them and think, that's not me, I'm working, I'm fine. Meanwhile, your sleep is broken. You haven't laughed at something genuinely funny in weeks. You don't know what foods you actually like anymore. The hobbies you used to love feel like chores you can't bring yourself to start. Functioning isn't proof you're well. It's proof you have a high pain threshold and a strong sense of obligation. Two different things. The 30% rule. A useful question. Are you operating at less than 30% of the capacity you used to have for the things that aren't job and parenting? The job got the floor. The kids got the floor.
Everything above the floor, friendships, hobbies, sex, curiosity, fun, has been quietly cut. You don't see it as a cut because it happens slowly. But if you compared this version of yourself to yourself 5 years ago, the missing 70% would be obvious. That gap isn't a midlife thing. It's a depression thing. What changes when treatment lands? Patients who get the right treatment for high-functioning depression describe the change in 3 phases. First, the floor stops sinking. The bad days stop getting worse. Second, the floor starts rising. You wake up one Tuesday and notice you don't dread the day. You text a friend back the same hour. You eat lunch and actually taste it. Third, the missing 70% comes back. The hobbies, the laughter, the curiosity, the wanting. This usually unfolds over 3 to 6 months. Not overnight, but not 5 years either. Why people wait too long for this specific thing? 2 reasons. 1, the symptom isn't loud enough. You're not in crisis, so urgency doesn't kick in. The brain triages by emergency, and your brain has worse fires to put out. The slow leak is always last.
2, you're afraid treatment will change something about you that you actually like. The grit, the discipline, the ability to keep going when others can't. You worry that fixing the depression will make you soft. It won't. The grit comes back stronger because it isn't burning fuel just to keep the lights on. How we actually treat this at RSLNT. At RSLNT Wellness, we see high-functioning patients all the time. The treatment plan respects what's working in your life and treats what isn't. Counseling that doesn't blow up your schedule. Our clinicians use cognitive behavioral therapy and acceptance and commitment therapy. We can do most sessions during a lunch break or after work. We don't ask you to dismantle your life to do this. We help you keep functioning while we treat what's underneath. Medication management when the chemistry's been off too long. SSRIs like sertraline and acetylopram are first line. Bupropion is often a great fit for high-functioning patients because it works on dopamine and norepinephrine, which is where the missing energy and motivation usually hide. We don't push pills. We don't withhold them either. TMS therapy, when nothing has fully moved the needle.
TMS uses gentle magnetic pulses on the part of your brain that handles mood and motivation. FDA cleared, drug-free, 6-week course.
Patients with chronic, low-grade depression often see the biggest jumps because the brain has been quiet so long that even small upticks feel huge. Frequently asked questions: will I have to take time off work? Almost never for therapy or medication management. Sessions are 50 minutes, weekly or every other week. TMS sessions are about 19 minutes after the first week, and most patients schedule them on lunch breaks or before work. How long until I notice a difference? Therapy starts giving you tools the first session, with bigger shifts in 8 to 12 weeks. SSRIs typically start working in 4 to 6 weeks. TMS courses run 6 weeks, with most patients feeling a real shift by week 3. What if I'm worried medication will dull me out? That's a common concern with high-functioning patients. Modern SSRIs, when dosed right and watched closely, rarely produce the flat affect people picture. We start low, watch carefully, and adjust. If a med makes you feel less like yourself, we change it. The right one doesn't do that.
You can stop running on fumes. You don't need to be in crisis to deserve treatment. You just need to be tired of barely. Schedule a free 15-minute consult. We'll listen, ask a few questions, and tell you honestly whether what you're describing is something we treat. No diagnosis on the phone, no pressure. I'm not a therapist or a doctor. I'm someone who went from suicidal ideation, major depressive disorder, and crippling anxiety to clarity of mind. I feel like I got my life back. RSLNT Wellness is the place that helped me get there. If you're struggling, you don't have to figure this out alone.